for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. And Ferntree Gully Nissen, 1000 Burwood Highway, Ferntree Gully.
It's Charles Day!
Ah, you ready for it?
Oh, here we go.
Hey!
It hurt when he kicked the goal on us. Oh, on the weekend.
Late in the game.
When they kicked it to him, I'm like, oh no! Here he is!
They were asking him all game up until that point. What you doing, Eddie Betts?
Yeah!
What you doing, Eddie Betts? Hello, Richo!
I've got the black armband on.
Why is that? Oh, Eddie Betts?
What do you mean?
Eddie Betts?
Well, Eddie's former teammate.
Jared Wade.
Hey, today, Jared Wade. Today we've got a huge day.
Because
we've got our very first letter to the editor.
What are you talking about?
Someone sent us in a letter.
They did. No one sent
We'll address that after the break.
No one has sent
There's
us a letter.
Someone sent us in a letter needing our help, and we'll get to that
letter.
But,
Juddy. I know nothing about this letter.
Juddy.
Well, as an apathetic cult supporter who really didn't care, what did you make of Chris's career?
Oh, just love. He's Carlton's version of Robbie Flower, where everyone, when Robbie got the ball, you're just, Robbie. Look at him. Juddy was the same. In fact, I started to think about my Carlton supporting career. As opposed to my Carlton career, because I didn't have one of those.
No, so
I've got a Carlton supporting career.
Apathetic as it is.
When I was a little kid.
Yes.
So I've broken it down into sectors.
Was there more commitment as a little person?
Yes, passionate.
Right, okay.
So you break it into sectors. As a kid.
Kenny Hunter.
Midfield, just love the Dominator.
Dominator, fair enough.
All about the Dominator.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just give me the Dominator time and time again.
Duffel coat style?
Well, I break it down to midfield. Midfield, the Dominator. Forward, the Buzz.
Short-lived.
Well...
Short-lived, that relationship with the Buzz.
But, no, actually, the build-up to him, we had a couple of years of the build-up. We knew we were going to get him.
But you'd never seen him play.
We saw pictures, mate, stills. When he was playing for Claremont.
We saw stills. That was enough to whet the appetite.
That got me through 2 years. The Buzz is coming. And you'd see photos of him standing on the top of people's heads over in Perth. And you go, matter what's happening, we got the Buzz. He's coming our way. And eventually we got him. We had him for, 3 or 4 years?
Not long.
He was like a rocket. Anyway, so that was the kid. It was the Dominator. Yeah. My sister was Wayne Harms. I was the Dominator.
Right.
She was 37. I was 7.
Right, okay.
Anyway, my brother was Collingwood. Nothing. Slightly touched. Half a chromosome too much. Don't tease him about that, though. Anyway.
Sorry, what?
Well, that was the Collingwood chromosome.
The Collingwood
chromosome. So that was as a kid. And then we move into the teenage / early adult, and the Dominators replace midfielder with love for Braddles.
Braddles, yeah, fair enough too.
You know what? He's the one player that I reckon outside of Carlton, you know how at footy clubs, the supporters of the club have a massive adulation and the other 17, or back in those days, 11 clubs don't really rate that highly. It was interesting because last night on open mic, perfect example, Hawthorn people idolised Chris Mew. Everyone outside of Hawthorn, it took us about 11 years before we realised, how good's Chris Mew?
He's been really good.
He's been
slow to catch on the outside world, were they?
Well, Braddles, I reckon, is underappreciated by everyone except for Carlton supporters. You know that there's an argument.
Yeah.
You go through his career, and the Google machine will just go, especially with Christos being involved, because he loves
today.
The Blue Baggers.
Hot today.
How many senior games of AFL footy did Braddles play?
370-something, wasn't it?
370. How many senior games of Port Adelaide did he play in the sample before he came over to the
98.
AFL? How many?
98. 375 he played for Carlton, 98.
Plus
for
98.
Port Adelaide. That's 473.
Of senior footy.
That's a lot of footy, isn't it?
So Dustin Fletcher's like a minnow compared to what Boo Radley could bring to the table.
So should
there's an argument.
Should he be invited to the KB AGM, to the KB Tucky Now Fletcher AGM?
How many state games did he play?
19.
Golly gee.
What did we say? 473, 492, plus, there are 9 international games.
Oh, my God.
That's 501 games.
Correct.
501.
Senior elite games.
That's
and you know
a
what?
Hell of a lot of footy.
And if it wasn't for Dennis, and I'm sure Dennis would admit this.
Who's Dennis?
Pagan.
Oh, yes.
He retired a year earlier than he wanted to.
That's a lot of
football. He's still had another year left in him, Brattles. So anyway.
Gee.
Brattles is the guy that everyone at Carlton reveres that outside people don't give as much respect to.
Right.
And they'll be all this, you know, as soft as butter, blah, blah, nonsense.
Yes.
He didn't seek out.
I would hope not, but they would.
Of course they would. That's what they'd say about him. He had me
at hello.
As a young at hello. He had me at, remember when he arrived? The fanfare. Oh,
Tucky played lots of reserves games too.
You know, that's not seniors, of course. That's reserves.
Well, that's seniors.
It's not
senior football. It's
senior reserves,
reserve,
mate. You're not in the first 18, my friend.
You haven't cracked Tucky?
No, no, but you can't compare second 18 games
I
and
can
senior
do whatever
games.
Whatever I like.
Well, don't.
Well, that's different. That's different. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. They're 501 games from Brattles.
Brattles, seriously, he is the hill of grace, the underappreciated. That's what he is.
Grace.
He is the hill of grace. People get all carried away with, you know, Bartlett, Tuck, and now Fletcher as the Grange.
389 or Hill of Grace?
He's the Hill of Grace. Seriously.
The Holy Trinity?
He is under... Anyway, so the teenage into adult was Brattles.
Yes.
Brattles and Kernahan. Brattles and Sticks. They were my two men.
Right, yes.
And then as an adult, later on in life, as you know, you become more apathetic because you've got kids and you're doing other things. But
did Michael Tuck play cricket for Victoria?
Well, I can assure you Brattles did. Was Michael Tuck ever vice captain of Australia as a cricketer? Oh, no, it's unders. Doesn't count.
Oh, well,
doesn't
hang
count.
On, unders
don't
just
count.
Talking
unders
seniors. Reserve grade doesn't
under,
count.
Under
you bring
nine.
Unders
any
into the
sport with the word under doesn't count in my mind. Unders doesn't count. Even though he was vice captain of under 19. Anyway.
Bloody point.
And then Judd.
Doesn't count.
Favola. I mean, that's my six. On the way through.
No mention of Skinny Lappin. Couldn't squeeze in the Skinwato.
Skinny Lappin, please.
Mark of the year.
Oh, no. I mean, the more you meet Skinny, the more you spend time with him, you fall more in love with him.
For Scotty Camporeale.
You know what?
Camporeale is something called.
Camporeale was another guy who was loved by the baggers.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one that I couldn't stand.
But maligned outside.
I think most players hated him. Opposition
Why?
Clubs.
Because he was lippy.
Yeah, because he was that bloke.
Was he lippy?
He was Dr. Turf with football boots. He's antagonistic. And sometimes a bit quirky.
And if you compare him to Dr. Turf with some resemblance of athletic ability. Because, you know, Turf played one game of third 18 old Scotch.
Almost,
one game, falconed.
Almost as
got
good.
Got falconed and then knocked himself out.
Almost as good. Camporeale, he was that bloke. You hated playing against Camporeale. He's just a turd. And then you meet him, and he's one of the great men. One of the great men in footy, Campo.
You know what he was? Campo was a beauty.
He's a very important part of the Carlton PGA Tour there for a year as well. Oh,
he's a poor man, Brattles.
Who? Campo?
Campo. I mean, a gun.
Stop it.
But Brattles is...
Wash your mouth out.
Brattles is rare. Is he? He's in the Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
I was watching...
Brattles?
I was watching Chris Mew, open mic with Chris Mew last night.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
C. Mew, is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know that.
5 premierships. It was just interesting listening to his stats and, you know, play for Victoria. But centre half back of the century at the Hawks, centre half back of their team of the century.
I don't reckon he's in the AFL Hall of Fame. He's not in the Australian Football Hall of
the
Fame.
The Dominator's not in the Hall of Fame.
Who's missing?
Well, Dominator, Trevor Barker. They're the two that jump off the page, courtesy of our man Q, who put it out on Twitter.
Who's the Q? Stevie Quartermain.
What do you mean, who's the Q?
Well, I wasn't across the work on Twitter, so I had to just sort of ask where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Trevor Barker's not in there.
Not in.
Skinny Lappin at this stage is not in there. Who else was the other one?
Dominator.
The Dominator's not in there.
Forget Skinny.
Chris Mew's not in there.
Forget Skinny Lapino.
Don't you? It's like finding. Never ever forget Skinny,
Skinny
Lappin. Do not ever ever forget Skinny Lappin. And what about the Loin Chop? Is he there?
Loin Chop's not there.
He's got to be.
It was interesting. There had been some movement for one of our men, the Solution, former men for this station, but our men because we still love him.
Yes.
The Solution. Mm. People comparing his record to Peter Bell's, who I got massive love for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not quite as much as perhaps others, going by this story.
No, but I'm saying they were comparing, saying why is it, if Peter Bell's in, why isn't the Solution in?
The Solution, of course, being
Wayne Schwoss.
Correct. Just for those playing at home, they had no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, please.
please.
Is Kenneth Hunter in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I'll check that. I'm going to check that during the break because I want to find out what's going on there if that's not the case. That needs to be rectified.
Anyway, so Juddy, absolute gun. And I loved him on the field and on the off the field. You know, the other thing is, before we go, because we've got a letter to the editor.
Oh, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
As we leave and go to the break, Carlton Football Club is putting together a committee of old and new to pick their next coach. Robert Walls, apparently, they're trying to say, maybe Robert Walls when he comes back from France, etc., etc. C. Judd, someone who's been at the game at the modern level, needs to be involved at that on that selection panel.
Michael Judichet is a big fan of the show. He'll be listening to that, and he'll be making sure that C. Judd,
Marky Mark,
on that panel,
and your funky bunch. When you put together the bunch,
they will be funky.
Make sure C. Judd is in it.
25 past three on a Tuesday afternoon. Jason Richardson is with us for a bit of fun, frivolity, jocularity, hijinks, tomfoolery. And he's all about shenanigans this afternoon. And Michael in Spotswood has responded in kind, giving us a call on the open line, 9429-1116. He wants to talk Craig Bradley, I think. Michael,
hey, I warn you in advance, Mike, be bloody careful.
No, all more love for Craig as far as I'm concerned.
Right, yes,
now, look, to put it in context, I'm a Saints fan. My group of mates, same era of age-wise as you guys, and I reckon back in the day, Craig Bradley was considered the Lenny Hayes in our group. He was admired outside of the club.
See, that's great to hear. And for half, there's no greater adulation than saying the name Lenny Hayes. What is it with St Kilda? They've had Lenny Hayes and Robert Harvey. You mentioned his name, and everyone within the league just goes,
hushed tones.
And actually, for
hushed tones.
For a different reason, they also did with Plugger.
Because they're too scared.
I know.
Yeah. Blue dots, man. Blue dots. That's what it's about. Thank you, Michael, for getting involved.
Yeah, great.
Starting the line. I've got something for you. I've got some
good.
Here. The Supergroup's Kubota Essentials pack valued at $100. Supergroup are the Victorian Kubota construction dealer. Contact David and the team for a ripper finance deal with no repayments for 90 days on selected models. You will love that. The value pack there, Richo.
Right.
Essential for pack.
Fantastic. Can we have our letter to the editor now?
Just as I clarify the SMS that came through before.
Sure.
Well, who now, man? Robbie Millpark said that
Rob.
Wayne Carey and Gary Ablett Sr. weren't in the Hall of Fame.
Well, come on.
They are, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
They are.
Rob, recently, you're better than that.
Recently.
It's his first text. And he's so much better than that.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Well, Rob.
That could be the standard.
Rob from Millpark. If you've launched him with that, we need to really regroup there. Because things are astray with your setup there. Let's get it right. And then make
sure. Be nice
sure.
to Rob. It's his first text.
I know. I'm encouraging him. I'm making sure his second SMS nails it.
Might have got nervous.
Right.
It's not easy texting into you.
I was listening also to your program about game changers. Loved it. And Juddy was a game changer. He brought it. He, you know what? He made acceleration sexy.
Well, it was. I remember the time vividly. It was a power game. Big bulky power game up until that sort of point when he really launched,
right.
And then speed and explosive burst power came into it, and that's when they started to get rotations off
that's the
bench, the hockey sort of stuff, the ice hockey stuff. We can do this. We can go fast for little time, but do it lots,
yeah,
and make it really exciting and be really have a big impact with it. JD was the prototype.
He made acceleration sexy.
Yeah,
he was which is fantastic.
Awesome.
I couldn't believe that. Did you mention Walter Lindrum?
I mean, Walter got to mention late.
He was somewhat of a game changer, wasn't
yes.
it? Considering they threw the whole. I mean, he basically wrecked the sport.
Yep.
Jan Zalesny, it was the SMSer from Funky Joe, Smoking Joey, sent it through the famous Czech Olympic javelin thrower.
What did they do, Jan?
Well, he was throwing it so far that they, as you know, at a track and field meet, the javelin's in the middle of the. arena, yes. the middle of the synthetic track.
The grassy patch.
Thank you. The grassy patch in the middle. Mm. And they run in, and it, 80 metres or something. They don't have facility for it to go 120.
Right.
Because then that means that you're doing the high jump and you could get a javelin right in the guts.
It could be,
shish kebab. Far from ideal.
Yeah,
that's could be high jump kebab.
High jump kebab. That's not ideal, it wouldn't be.
So Jan started pivoting.
So he was going too deep, was he?
He was going too deep. He started getting further and further. His world record was starting to get scary towards towards Javier Sotomayor and all the various high jumpers who were going, hang on.
He said, whoa.
I don't need to be kebabbed by
Jan. I was trying to do 212.
I'm trying to get over 245, and I'm going to get a kebab from Jan. So
how did they change?
They changed the center of gravity of the javelin.
Is that right?
To make it harder.
Is that right?
To make it harder to
pin. Well, then he certainly fits the bill, Jan.
Thank you.
Zelezny.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Is that anything to do with our letter to the editor?
No, nothing. Here's our letter to the editor. Sorry.
We've digressed.
What about the high jump guy? What high jump?
Who's the high jump guy?
What high jump guy?
How do you... No, I don't know. I don't know how that changes.
It would be... Javier Sotomayor, is he
just
talking
keep about? Elevating.
Yeah, there's nothing you can't. You can't change the game. They don't get extension. They've got the ability to have extension poles.
I wouldn't think the high jump guy.
Haven't got near Sotomayor's record, or have they? Because that young man from Bahrain, I think, is getting awfully close at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's my favourite.
You don't seem that enthralled in the high jump.
No, I do quite like. I was a very good high jumper. You would be surprised by this.
You were not.
I was. I bloody was at school. I was very good.
Hang on.
Powerful glutes, man.
Hang on. How did you get that thing off the ground?
I had lots of elevation.
Right.
And then, but no, under 15s, I sort of.
He's thinking more Dick Fosby, which is true.
Oh,
because they used to do the straddle or the Western roll.
Yeah.
And then up, Dick said, I've got an idea.
Dick says, I reckon I can do this backwards.
I'm going to do this backwards.
And everyone went,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a game changer.
That's a good point. Yeah, fantastic.
2.45 meters is the high jump world record. Think about that.
Yeah, Javier Sotomayor.
Yeah, your man from Cuba.
Yeah.
This was in Spain.
Well, I showed you a photo.
12 years ago.
And anyone who's interested in the photo, I'll send it to Half and you put it on our Twitter page. There is a photo of a man at the moment from Bahrain who is going to get awfully close to Sotomayor's world record.
I just like the way you say that.
Sotomayor's world record.
Thank you.
Because you know he's from Cuba.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm. And he was also... He used to be the same sort of era as Ivan Pedroso.
Ah, my man.
Who, jump and jive, the centimetre guy, was home. He had Olympic gold around his neck in the Sydney Stadium. And Pedroso sucked in the big one, sucked on a big Cuban, mm-hmm. and hurled in and snatched the gold medal off him.
What's his name?
Ivan Pedroso.
Hate him.
Anyway, Sotomayor's world record. Hey, but forget about Sotomayor.
Think about 2 meters 45.
No, but just there's a photo at the moment... Halfie, that I'll show you. I'll send it to you in the ad break.
Righto.
Where the guy at the moment from Bahrain who's getting close to Sotomayor's world record, I think about the 2:42 mark.
What's his name?
The man from Sotomayor. Javier Sotomayor. I wonder if he knows Miguel Angel Jimenez. I reckon he should. Anyway, there's a photo of this guy at around the 2:42 doing a high jump, and they've superimposed it with a basketball ring.
Yes.
His hips are at the basketball ring.
Is this of Javier?
Well, that's right.
Well, what's the basketball ring? 10 foot?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's 10 foot, the basketball
you
ring.
You tell me.
Surely it's 10 foot. He's 8 foot and a half. 8 foot and a half inch.
Have a look at this.
2.45.
I'll show you a photo. It will just give you pep in your considerable step.
It's a good step. I'll get some pep in it shortly. While you're doing that, Michael and Wattle Glen's on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Richard. G'day, Huff.
Hey, g'day, Mike.
Good. I was lucky to be invited to the Hall of Fame the other night.
Oh, were you? How good is it?
Were you a bit stiff not to get inducted?
Oh, yeah, but I had 2 nights at Crown and all paid for, so... I was going around getting selfies during the break.
Oh, well played.
And one I went to, I went up to Plugger. There was no one around me to get my photo with him. So I tapped this guy on the shoulder, sitting on the table. He's turned around. I've looked at him. It's Paul Kelly. Plug goes, they get him to take the photo. He's bloody drunk. And I said, I don't want Paul Kelly's. I want yours, Plugger. Paul Kelly, he's no one.
Oh, gee. Where's Paul Kelly's biceps would have bashed you by themselves, I reckon, if you had said that in front of his...
Hang on. Paul Kelly.
His best biceps.
Paul Kelly's in that same appreciation with everyone else sort of category.
Best biceps.
Oh.
Chris Tarrant biceps. They're the best biceps in the business.
Anyway, I've sent you an SMS. That picture, we'll put it on our Facebook page and half.
I'll tweet it out.
Tweet it out.
We'll tweet that out.
Tweet that out.
Uh-huh. And that and hashtag will, it bloody good.
That will put it into perspective how high these high jumpers that trying to avoid the kebab.
Well, not have been all got, high jumpers, but Javier.
Considering this guy hasn't gone as high as Javier.
19-4 on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Great to have the company of Jason Richardson with us in the seat across the desk. Bit of fun and frivolity. And I believe, Richo, a letter to the editor.
So excited. Our first ever.
Where did it go to? Who was it addressed to? Where did it go?
It got addressed to me, but it was to Half and Richo.
Right.
And to the Hour of Power team.
Right, yes.
And the beauty is, he's clearly a listener who is very familiar with our setup.
Yes,
because
right.
he goes That's on important. To say, obviously, to Half and Richo, in brackets. That's what I love
in
about
brackets.
It. In brackets.
Nice.
Hour of Power.
Right, read me this famous.
Anyway.
Well, what could be a famous.
Hey, boys, my name is Michael.
Michael.
Right. Open the bracket. Quick background, very limited sporting ability as an adult.
Right.
Trying to give a bit back.
This is
closed
in
brackets.
A letter.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
That's funny stuff.
We got a feeling of this sort of
feeling about where he's headed here.
No athletic ability. So I'm straight. I'm just adding in words in here. No athletic ability, but trying to give a bit back. I'm thinking. I'm intrigued. I'm going to read on. I've got two daughters and one son.
Righto.
Okay.
Family man.
That's great. All right. Find myself always helping out my son. Felt a bit awkward. Decided to help out my daughter.
Ah. Oh, I've got a feeling I know where this is going.
Oh, do you really?
Oh well.
I am the coach. Of the Sacre Coeur Gems under 17, in brackets, I'm tipping that's not the A's. I might have added that in.
Right.
Right.
Under 17. Right, under 17. Okay, right. Yep.
Now, Michael's described himself with no sporting ability. And I don't know what his knowledge of netball is.
He's been allowed to coach.
He's coaching the Sacre Coeur Gems under 17 netball team.
Right. Well, you know what? He's given up his time. I think it's fantastic.
He goes on to say, over the past few years, the team has had an extreme lack of on-court success.
Right, so we suck.
So I took over with a view of introducing some more innovative strategy to get the girls, in brackets, fired up. I like it. I have coached all season with zero wins, and I like this one, and
fire.
Zero honourable losses.
Very good.
Anyway,
Very
he
good.
Goes on to say,
yes.
He couldn't coach 2 weeks ago. My wife, Georgie, stepped in and coached in my absence, and they won.
Oh, no.
Some are suggesting I have lost the respect of the team.
Lost the playing group.
Now, dear panel, at this stage, we have 3 games until the end of the season. Morale has plummeted to a new all-time low. And there is a genuine fear that this coach may be lost to the game forever.
Being him.
What? Him. He's gone third person here.
Yeah.
What can we do to help?
That's a good, gee, what a quandary that is. That's, I would suggest just
advice. 9429 1116.
Off the cuff. I'd suggest.
What sort of advice?
Back surgery.
What, for the coach?
For the coach and get the caretaker
Georgie.
To come in. Work for the Kangas on the weekend. It worked for them. Brad's in getting
I think
fixed
it's
up.
Fair to say he wants to get a win.
Well, maybe they
if
don't.
If you have no sporting, if you have no knowledge he's of the game, though. How can you coach the under-17s? The Gems. How can you coach the Gems
the
if you don't know the rules?
The they are halftime zone Gems, by the way.
From now on.
We fully embrace the Gems on halftime.
What could we, any advice? I mean, you know netball better than me.
Wow. Well, it's a great
What
sport.
Are the key principles? That I mean, he'd be listening.
Don't step.
I think he's got that one.
You know, well, I don't know. I don't know the old teenage girl game. I'm dealing with under. What are we dealing with under?
You're not coaching.
11s.
Are you coaching?
No. But just watching the Abenator go through her career, illustrious career as it is, at the Dominators.
Fantastic. And 9-4-9, 11-16. If you're coaching a junior team and you're having, fair to say, a run of outs, they've had 2 years without a win, except for the one where Mum, his wife, stepped in.
Well, is Mum available for the next 3 weeks?
Let's forget about Mum. We need to get our man desperate and hopeless.
I think he's worked out
need to get him a win.
That he is not overly...
Has anyone got advice for
not
him?
Not overly important in the grand scheme of things, our man Michael. Maybe he's taken them as far as he can take them. Maybe there's a time for every coach
right,
where you have to realise that this is as far as you can go with them. This is the end of the line.
Well, Rick has sent an SMS and said, time to walk away, Mickey.
Well, look, I'm going for back surgery. That's what I'd be doing.
I like this one from Bretto. He's lost the full support of the Broads.
Nice. Anthony's an East St Kilda. He's going to help Michael out.
Please.
Our first ever letter to the editor, which is...
so exciting.
Bizarre when you think about it. G'day, Anthony.
Can we get some more? We should have
fellas, how we doing?
Hello, well. Anthony.
Fantastic topic. I think what this gentleman needs to do is introduce the age-old tradition of a pie night.
With the under-17 girls?
With the under-17 girls. Bring them all in together. Put on a nice spread for them.
Bring it in.
Hang on. Most of the times, where any pie night I went to, I can remember going to a pie night in under-10s.
Yes.
And we had a Richmond footballer come down and...
To the pie night.
I think it was Kevin Sheedy. It might have been Neville Rocky Roberts. Come down to the pie night.
So do we need Bianca Chatfield to pop in? Is that what we're saying here, Anthony, for the pie night?
To a pie night.
Anth?
Yes, boys. Michelle McMahon.
Oh.
Sherelle? No.
Does Sherelle turn... Is she a bit more accessible than Bianca? Is that what you were suggesting?
Well, no. Far from. Bianca's got nothing to do anymore. She's retired. So she might be available for the pie night. I didn't know pie nights were still happening out there in local sporting clubs.
Great suggestion, a pie night. Thanks, Anthony. We've got some off the SMS. Easy fix, boys. The missus becomes the assistant coach and our man still collects the spoils.
Ah, delegation.
Two words, give Vicky Wilson a bell. Isn't she over in...
She's in New Zealand.
She's in New Zealand with the tic-tacs.
Looking after the tic-tacs.
The muck-tacs.
Solar ferns.
What are you...
The tic-tacs and the muck-tacs.
What do they call that, too?
The tic-tacs.
No, the tactics.
And the muck-tacs.
Right.
Not the mustics, the mystics. Terry's in Donvale. He's got some advice for Halftime Zone Michael. Poor coach.
Hello, gentlemen. I think you guys have already fixed the plan, because my idea is, because they're SEN zone...
Yeah.
...you... As he's approached you, he's done his bit. Now you guys do your bit and get one of your famous girls down there and help the girls out.
Well, this is your area, Huffy. When does BC come back in?
BC, actually, she should have been on today. I don't know what happened there. We might have to get her on tomorrow.
Can BC. You get her on and maybe, because otherwise maybe I could get some more information. Like, I'd love to know his game setup.
Well, I need some sort of background as he's, what he's teaching.
What is he teaching them?
Are we running the... you know, the 2-3-2 sort of domination setup, or
exactly. I need to know, you know what? And if he's listening, this is what we need. And a second letter to the editor. What are you actually teaching these girls?
Is he playing the zone New Zealand style, the zone defense through the midcourt? Is he doing that? Is he?
Oh no, I think they're more than happy to throw it to each other. If someone catches it, it's a win.
Well, no, but sort of more when the other team has the ball, stopping them.
I think the other team has the ball a lot.
A lot. Now, Paul, our old Michael's in a quandary. If you can help him out, let us know. 9429 1116. I'm still going in for back surgery from him. Marco and the Ox not too far away. Doom to join them from 4 o'clock to analyse the weekend's footy action. Richo, Jason, Richardson, of course, every Tuesday.
Thank you.
Every Tuesday.
Terrific.
3 and 4.
And we take. You know what? From now on, due to the great success of our man Mike.
Well, there's even a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Stand by Mick.
Stand by Mick. And there's a hashtag from Bretto.
Stick by Mick is the other one.
Stick by Mick. I don't mind that one. Netball advice coming through for our man Mick. He's been coaching for 2 years. Haven't won a game, except
poor.
The one time that his wife stepped in for him because he was unavailable.
And they won that game.
Yeah. So he's only got 3 games to go, and he feels that he doesn't have the support of the board.
Well, he's lost a playing group, clearly.
He needs to, and if it's under-17s, I'm tipping that this daughter would be out of that age group if she had 2 years in it. So he might have 3 games of his entire pretty pox netball coaching career.
I'd suggest he walks away now. And walks away and still has some
dignity.
See,
I'm not like you. I think we can get the job done.
There's clear evidence that we can't, Jason.
We can. And this one, we've got some SMSs coming through. Stop Molly coddling them. Mick, make the girls jump off the Elwood Pier at 6 a.m.
Thank you, Brad.
I like that from Brad. That's a good reminder. What about this one from Tom? Tell hashtag stand by Mick to remind the girls who was there during the bad times. Who kept showing up when the chips were down? He's not some fly-by-night coach who comes in and gets the easy win and lets the success get to his head. He's in the trenches each week, rain, hail, or shine.
Problem is, with Mick, stand by Mick, hashtag, they're always in the trenches.
That's right.
They never get to actually get on the field and dominate the proceedings.
Brendan from Perth said, I think he needs to consult the list manager, Terry Waltz, and sell a five-year plan to the board. Now, Harvey, can you take this on as a project to our first ever letter to the editor? And from now on our Facebook page at Halftime SEN.
Or email me, halftime@sen.com.au.
We take letters to the editor every week. We'll read one out, one per week. And we'll try to fix the problem.
I'm not sure. There's only one solution here. It's to...
No, it's not.
Yeah, to pack up your
Terry
office.
Terry Wallace to consult, to pack put together a five-year plan. Bianca
weeks.
Chatfield, a three-week plan. Bianca Chatfield or someone of her ilk to come down and eyeball them at a pie night.
She might have to play.
I'm not sure she could pretend she's 16 again.
Look, she's a very youthful-looking lady, but I'm not sure she's getting through under-17s this time.
Could we get a vixen who's really a baby-face vixen to pretend she's 16 for the gems
the whole team.
And try to get them their one win?
Look, Halftime has never been more supportive of any team in his life than of these under-17 gems.
Yes.
Or the Halftime gems. They're well-known
right.
across the netballing fraternity.
That's right. The gems.
The Halftime gems are greatly supported here, but I think it's time.
Don't give up on him. He's got down. Three. He's a call to help.
Give these girls a chance to enjoy the last 3 weeks.
Are you saying to fall on your on the sword and let their wife coach the last three?
Whistle to your wife and get out the way. That's the fundamental advice from Halftime this afternoon.
I'd prefer the other one. Stack the back one.
You can't. There's only so many you can put there. Hand the whistle over, Michael, and walk away.
It's a shame.